Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 26, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Council 9 Volunteer, reporting. Flight attendants wishing to take advantage of the next six-month partnership program, Partnership 10, will need to bid by Tuesday, July 30th at 0800 hours Central Time. Partnership 10 will commence on August 31, 2013 and end on March 1, 2014. This time frame covers the flight attendant schedule months of September 2013 through February 2014. All current partnerships will need to be rebid if you wish to participate in the program for the next six-month program. For complete details about this negotiated program, including bidding information, visit our website. As a reminder, per Section 10C11 of our contract, a flight attendant on reserve, the last day of the month, may be assigned an ID into their lineholder month, even if this means interfering with days off or trips in the new lineholder month. However, a flight attendant going from one reserve month to another may not be scheduled to work into days off in a reserve month. In addition, per Section 10C13B, reserve assignment procedures may also be altered to protect your first trip as a lineholder in the new month. The right-hand column of RSVSKD tracks and displays the availability of reserves into their lineholder month. Reserve flight attendants' availability for the last day of the month per Section 10C11 of our contract when going from a lineholder to a reserve month, if a flight attendant is already on ready reserve, including converted call-in reserves, the first day of the new month, they must be telephone available starting at 2000 hours, the last day of the current scheduled month, instead of at midnight, and can be assigned a check-in as early as 0001 on the first day of the new scheduled month, instead of 0500. As a reminder, per Section 107AB of our contract, it states that assignments for call-in reserves assignments shall be made available no later than 1900 hours local domicile time for the schedule following scheduled day. If crew scheduling does not assign you a trip by the contractual 1900 deadline, you should contact crew scheduling and inform them. It's important to follow up by notifying your local council via a phone call or email in order to create a tracking record. We've received reports that these situations are occurring more frequently. Our contract language is clear, and the lack of completing assignments needs to stop. The 2013 United Master Executive Council MEC Summer Regular Scheduled Meeting concluded on July 25, 2013 at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. The United MEC officers, along with MEC Communication Committee, Reserve Committee, and Central Schedule Committee presented their annual reports. Summaries of the meetings are available on our website. After a pathetic start for United in the first quarter of 2013, reporting a net loss of $417 million, to today's announcement reporting a net income of $469 million is a big change and is a 38% increase from the same time period 2012. Then again, when you're already underperforming, it's easier to go up than down. Industry experts say a closer look reveals signs that Mr. Smyzik's balancing act is getting trickier. For the past year or so, he has managed to keep revenues rising while cutting capacity and carrying fewer passengers. But the limits of this shrink-to-grow strategy are becoming clearer. In the first quarter of this year, United's revenue per passenger mile rose 5.9%, while passenger counts dropped 0.5% and capacity declined 4.9%. But in this quarter, revenue per passenger rose just 1% as traffic fell 3% on a 2.1% capacity reduction. What does this mean for flight attendants? United is making a profit. It's time for management to stop being tricky and to get more serious about our negotiations. In doing so, Mr. Smyzik's commitment to deliver $1.2 billion in merger synergies and a 10% return on invested capital to stockholders by the end of this year can be met and would include the world's best flight attendant contract. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.